A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the demonstration that was called by the MDC but was stopped by the police, who unleashed a brutal force to disperse thousands of demonstrators who had gathered in the city of Harare in anticipation of the march.
And to join us in this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can reach us at www.voazimbabwe.com and for Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, you can actually log in and watch right now at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a street protest that was nipped in the bud by the police.
And several people, mostly women, were severely assaulted by the police, with one woman reportedly to have been seriously injured.
Police late on Thursday banned the Harare protest and warned that anyone taking part would be committing a crime. And a High Court judge early on Friday dismissed an application by the party to overturn that ban.
And a coalition of rights groups said days ahead of the planned Harare demonstration, six political activists were abducted from their homes at night and beaten by armed men to discourage them from taking part in the protest.
More than 80 people are said to have been arrested during the skirmishes with the police today.
And as it stands now, anger is mounting as Zimbabweans grapple with soaring inflation, rolling power cuts and shortages of US dollars, fuel and bread.
The international community has reacted with indignation at the brutality that was exhibited by the police.
The United Nations Human Rights Commission has urged the government to find ways to continually engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters.
At the same time, Amnesty International also issued a statement warning the authorities to end the escalating crackdown on dissent and respect, protect and fulfill the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly.
And we are actually live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So to join in the conversation, if you haven't liked us yet, please like us. Go to VOA Shona Facebook page, VOA Ndebele Facebook page, and VOA Studio 7 and join in the conversation right now.
Let's talk. You can phone us right now directly on our direct line, which is 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai. Over to you, Chris.
Yebo, zulukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngokutshengisela kade kumele kube khona eHarare. Siyazi kubana ke ibandla le-MDC belibize ukuthi abantu bezotshengisela edolobheni leHarare. Lokhu kuluhlelo oluzaqhela ilizwe lonke jikelele. Ngomvulo kuyatshengiselwa koBulawayo. Lamhlanje ke akusatshengiselwanga ngoba amapolisa athi wona hatshi akumelanga kube njalo. Ibandla le-MDC lagijima laya lona emthethwandaba ukuthi licele ukuthi liphiwe imvumo, kodwa umthethwandaba we-High Court wathi hatshi akumelanga kutshengiselwe. Labo kade bekhona edolobheni bemelele ukuthi betshengisele babhaxabulwe kabubi ngamapolisa atshaya. Bakhona abanye omama ababonakale sebe qalekile belele phansi betshayiwe kabuhlungu, njalo sizwa kuthiwa abakhona ababotshiwe abafika phose ikhulu. Marvelous.
Aiwa kune avo vachango bva kupinda muchirongwa nasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yekuratidzira kwanga kwadeedzerwa nebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa. Taona nasi kuratidzira uku kunyangwe zvazvo vamwe vakwanisa kupinda mudhorobha reHarare kuchimiswa zvichinzi izvo bato reMDC riende kumakots kuti vawanikwe ivo sezvo kuratidzira uku kwambomiswa. Taona zvakare mapurisa vachirova zvakaitisisa vamwe vanga vapinda mudhorobha reHarare vachida kuti varatidzire nevamwewo vanga vari kuzvifambira. Tanzwa zvakare kuti muguta imomo reHarare mapurisa anga achirambidza vanhu kupinda muguta uyezve vamwe vanga vakwanisa kupinda imomo vanga vari kuvhunzwa matsamba avo ekufambisa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakare zviri kunze kwenyika zvanga zviri kuratidzirawo kumuzinda iri munyika dzavanogara. Muno muWashington DC manga muine vamwe vanga vari kuratidzira kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri muno muWashington DC asi pavasvika pamuzinda apa vasvika pakavharwa. KuLondon zvakare kuBritain vanga vari kuratidzirawo ikoko vachiratidzirawo vachibatsana nevamwe vavo vari munyika. Asi zvizhinji zvanga zviri kuitika pachiitiko chanhasi regai timbonzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai arohwa zvakaitisisa achitsanangura iye kuti zvafamba sei.
Kukona pane mumwe building yatangobvumidzwa kuti tipinde.
Pari zvino tabata vanhu vanoita 83 kuHarare South, tabata vanhu vanoita 46 kuchitungwiza 15 muHarare Central 22. Chinongoda kutoveri zvinji dazvo ndechekuti mapurisa vane constitutional mandate inotaura kuti mapurisa kana panenge pachiita vanhu zvavanoita vanhu havafaniri kupwanya zvinhu, vanhu havafaniri kuchisidzira vanhu. But sandizvo zvataona zvichiitika paground, vanhu vanga vachifamba vachiimba vachiita maslogans vachitaura mazita evanhu. Zvazoda kuti pavaona mapurisa vanhu vakatoratidza kuti vanotoda kutorwisana nemapurisa. Mapurisa pavafamba vachienda kune vanhu vamwe vatanga kutiza pakakanda tear smoke, pazodonha mukadzi adonha azotorwa neve Red Cross vakaenda naye. Mapurisa havana kupfura munhu, mapurisa havana kushandisa mabara atinoti pachirungu malive rounds kupfura vanhu. Zvese izvozvo zviri pachena.
Aiwa regai tinzwe zvakare zvataura navaChamisa vachitaura ivo vachishingisa vatsigiri vavo kunyange hayo vanga vari kutaura muchirungu. Regai tinzwe kuti vati chii pachiitiko chanhasi.
Ngatisimbei vanhu, hakuna chinouya takagara. Nyuchi dzinorumba dzine uchi. Kubhoila kwemvura kurati yakuitika. Zvingaoma sadza rakwata rinotoibva harite mbodza. Simbai, zvingaoma, ngatitarise mberi. Nyika inouya, zvinhu zvichanaka.
So what is clear is that we have seen scenes and circumstances of extreme brutality by the police, especially against the ordinary people, the citizens, some of whom we intended to actually address and advise on the latest development. But we were not given that opportunity because they did not allow people to congregate. They wouldn't want people to assemble. In fact, our organizing department in the morning, we're trying to get people to come together, but they were not permitted because we wanted to have an opportunity to give people the way forward and the direction in terms of the next course of action. So you have seen, and I'm sure you have heard what has happened, that we've had over 80 people arrested, 20 in Kambuzuma, about 20 at Coca-Cola Corner, then about 15 at St. Mary's. We also had about 20 from Norton. But the number is still increasing because we are recording the information as it is coming. We've also received reports of some 7 serious assaults, particularly on account of brutality of the police, especially in the city center. We also heard of a journalist who was assaulted, journalists were also abused on account of the tear gas. I'm sure you bear testimony to that. Of those cases that were recorded, one of them is very severe, a woman whose circumstances we are not very clear about because she was severely assaulted, and we don't know if she's still okay because she was taken by the police through Red Cross, and we're here to ascertain her condition. We've also received cases of abductions since Tuesday. In fact, 10 of them were recorded on Tuesday, 4 on Wednesday, then 4 last night, making it a total of about 18. That tells you the magnitude of the challenges that we are facing, particularly when one looks at the police brutality. So that is the situation.
Aiwa apo murukunzwa imi mutungamiri we MDC va Nelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino musure memhirizhonga yataona ichiitika Harare nhasi apo vatsigiri nevamwewo vamwe vemuZimbabwe vabuda vachida kuenda kunoratidzira muguta reHarare. Atichaenderera mberi tichikurukura nemipo pano, asi kana muri paFacebook page yedu yeshona nyorai namba dzenyu uyezve mubva madzvanya pakanzi like kuitira kuti kana muchinge makwana sakunge tichikubatai pafoni hama neshamwari dzenyu dzigowanikwa dzichikunzwai. Kana manga muri muHarare titaurewo kuti zvii zvamasangana nazvo. Aiwa Chris, we're back here in studio and we're very very lucky, we actually have an in studio guest. Over to you, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Before we introduce our guest, siyacela ke ave siyaqala ngokuxolisa ke ukuthi thina ku Facebook page yesindebele asika I stream lokho kuthiwa iku streamer ngesilungu iyalungiswa sizayikhangela nje ukuthi kuhamba njani, kodwa ke nxa lifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngodaba lolu sixoxe moyeni lapha inombolo zethu ngu +12 2024650318. Lezo ke inombolo ze WhatsApp liyenelisa ukuthi lisithumele ke imlayezelo wenu nge WhatsApp bese silifonela bese sixoxa. Marvelous.
Aiwa Chris, I think right now we have an opportunity to introduce our in-studio guest. We're going to just toss it over to you to introduce yourself and tell us why are you here in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Marvelous. Thank you, Mr. Gande, for welcoming me here at Studio 7. It is my first time and it is a privilege to come here to stand for the long-suffering Zimbabwean people. My name is Murojimada. I'm the North America Provincial Organizing Secretary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Mada, we welcome you to the show. And we know you are here for a purpose. You were at the embassy. Can you tell us what was the intention?
Yes, we are here in Washington, D.C., at our Zimbabwean embassy, to demonstrate in support or in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, they were not allowed at the last minute, but to us, we believe it has gone well because we have shown that we are a people who are together and there is something that we are looking for and it has happened. We are here. We have got our brothers and sisters in UK and in Canada. They are doing it and we are protected and the world is seeing. And it is going on as I'm talking right here at VOA. It is happening at our Zimbabwean embassy.
Mungatini vamada zvamafambira maona zvichibuda here. Mawanikwa muchiuya makawanda here kana zvafamba sei pachitiko chanhasi uyezve munotambira sei mazwi atanzwa vachamisa vachitaura vari iko Harare.
Kuno kuAmerica ndinoti zvafamba zvakanaka nekuti ticharakidza pasi rose kuti maZimbabwenzi tiripo, tiri kuita zvatiri kuita izvozvizvi. Kutitambira kwamaita zviri kuragidza pano pasi kuti ndauya ndasiya vamwe vangu vari paZimbabwean embassy. Basa riri kufamba pano pa VOA tiri kutaurira vanhu vari kuZimbabwe vatadza kuwana mukana uno, vari kuAustralia, kuUK, all over the world, international community, zviri kufamba zvakasimba chaizvo.
Mm-hmm. Matambira sei mazwi ataurwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo vachitsanangudza zvaitika uyezve vachitsanangura kuti pane vamwe vachungurudza vamwe vawanikwa vachirohwa nemapurisa.
Wangu, mukuru wangu, Advocate President Nelson Chamisa, ndingawanikwa ndichinzi ndinovatsigira nekuti mukuru wangu, asi mashoko avo anotsanangura ega kuti kana sadza rakwata harisimbodza, kana nevo yakurema yakusvika, mashoko iwayo abatwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, kuti mashoko avo ane chekuita nemhuri yeZimbabwe. Mhuri yeZimbabwe yakamira navachamisa, mashoko anobata ruzhinji rweZimbabwe, mashoko anosimbaradza ruzhinji rweZimbabwe, and izvozvo zvaita kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rumire navachamisa. No matter what we hear from the other side, the majority are with our president, Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Mm-hmm. Pamanga muri ikoko kumuzinda we Zimbabwe rumuno muWashington makwanisa here kuwanikwa muchitaura nevanoshanda ipapo vaiva tingati ambassador nevamwe vavo zvazvakamira sei?
Tashika tikaona gate rakakiwa, tatora mapicture ekuti gate rakakiwa. Nasi chishanu maofisa wakavhurwa. Asi zvinoragidza kuti vanhu vasingatambire, tasvika pa Voice of America pano, tatambirwa nemapurisa, tatambirwa nevashandi veVoice of America nemufaro. Asi pamuzinda wedu hapana mufaro uripo, hapana kutambirwa kwataita, tatovharirwa musuo kunzi musasvika pano hatikudei. Mapurisa akatichengetedza kune vamwe vangu vandasiya ikoko, vatobvunzawo kuti nemhaka yegedhi rakakiwa, tikati ndo maitiro avo, ndokusaka tiri pano kuti tiragidze pasi rose kuti ndo maitiro avo mazuva ose.
Mambo bata enyu makadaro, tinenge tine munyarikani wedu Chris. I think we have one of our guests if you want to take them over.
Yes, marvelous. We are so happy to have with us on this show the MDC Vice President, one of the Vice Presidents, that's Mr. Tendai Biti. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
A very good evening to you, sir. Now, today was one of those sad days in Zimbabwe. Can you give us an account of what transpired?
Well, as everyone knows, the MDC notified the police that it was exercising its constitutional right to demonstrate peacefully, defying Section 59 of the Constitution, way back on the 5th of August, 2019. The police did nothing for nearly 3 weeks, only for them to call us yesterday in the evening and only to issue a prohibition order in 2100 hours or 9 p.m. Last night, prohibiting that demonstration on clearly flimsy grounds. One of the grounds was that they didn't have sufficient manpower to monitor and manpower our demonstration. The second ground was that there's an agricultural show that is starting in Harare on the 19th of August, on Monday, as if we still have an agriculture in Zimbabwe. The third ground was that a man called Emerson Mnangagwa was going to have a meeting addressing some ZANU-PF youth called Youth in Agriculture at the Harare Gardens. The fourth and final ground was that the police had seized from an unmarked vehicle a catapult weighing 25 kilograms and two bags of stones. Of course, there was no connection with the MDC. And if they had seized the catapult and the stones, they were no longer a threat. So those were the grounds. In terms of the law, Section 26 of the Public Order Security Act, when notification is given, the regulating authority, the police, they've got 7 days which to act. They need to call you and direct you your route or stop you. So 7 days expired on the 12th of August from the 7th. They did nothing by the 12th. So when the prohibition order was issued, we filed what is called a review. A review application is where you are challenging procedural issues, not the content. And here our main procedural issue was that your notice was invalid because you were supposed to get issued within 12 days. So we went to court today, and the court disagreed with us and said go back to the magistrate court and appeal. But we were not appealing. So we differ with great respect very strongly with the judgment of the magistrate court. I don't want to talk a lot. I don't want to undermine any court. But we differ very strongly with the magistrate, with the High Court. And remember, this is the High Court that has been granting us these injunctions. You recall 2 years ago when Nupe Saunyama, in his capacity as the regulating authority, when he banned matches for 3 months in Harare, I got a court order on behalf of Naira, on behalf of Naira, from Justice Chikumba, that allowed us to match in September of 2017. So the High Court has always been doing that. After all, the High Court is a court of superior jurisdiction. But anyway, people had already gathered in Harare. So the police, who in court today said they didn't have enough manpower to monitor and to supervise and superintend our demonstration. Then cordon off the entirety of Harare, Samora Machel, when it becomes Mutare Road, Samora Machel, when it becomes Bulawayo Road, Beatrice Road, Moreo Nyamapanda Road, Bindura Road, every road that leads into Harare was cordoned off. Enterprise Road, Second Street, Loma Gandhi Street. They cordoned off. You've never seen as many policemen as that. So there are thousands of police to prevent us from exercising our constitutional rights, yet they could provide us with sufficient police just to do the one-hour demonstration that we did. But they also had people in town who cordoned off our head office, Harvest House, now known as Morgan Richard Tangirai House. They cordoned off Africa Union Square, Nelson Mandela House. Then they started beating up people. Seven people were seriously injured. And I think one woman could be dead. It's not yet confirmed. We don't know. They arrested 70 people, 20 in Norton, 20 in Chumiza, 20 at the Coca-Cola 10 of Kelvin Road and Sike Road, 14 in Kabuzuma. They beat up people in Mabuku. They were brutal, as I'm sure you've seen the images. Since Tuesday, the 13th of August, they abducted 18 people, 10 on Tuesday, 4 on Wednesday, and 4 last night. So it's a passive state. People are living in fear, but the truth of the matter is that you can't stop an idea whose hour has come. We are going to proceed with our demonstrations in Bulawayo on Monday, in Mugweru, in Mutare, and in Mashingo. We have complied with the law. We have given the police notifications. And I want to emphasize again, we are going to demonstrate peacefully and constitutionally. Even today, when they were beating up people, no single stone was thrown. People are not interested in violence. People are interested in sending a message to Emmerson Mnangagwa that you are not the legitimate president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, that we are suffering, that you have failed, that you are incompetent, that you are being a sending regime.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Biti, when we spoke to some people who were in the demonstration earlier today, they had serious doubts that some of those policemen were actually police officers. They are suspecting that they could be army people or ZANU-PF youth who were just given uniforms. Do you have any information to that effect?
Yeah, look, if trained policemen who are trained in civilian state relationship will not jump on someone's head and inflict the kind of torture that you saw in Harare this afternoon. So I've absolutely doubt that the people were not policemen. I know that the Pupurai, the so-called youth secretary for ZANU-PF, has been breathing fire. So I have absolutely no doubt that there were militia there. I have absolutely no doubt that there were Indira Ame there. I have no doubt there that there were certain sections of the military there. I have absolutely no doubt about that. But you know, the thing that dictators don't understand, Gil Scott Heron, a great American justice, saying in the 60s that the revolution will not be televised. But dictators don't know that Gil Scott Heron wrote that song before the internet, before the information highway. And all dictators now need to know that the revolution will be televised because every citizen is now a journalist. So they will not get away with the kind of brutality that Mugabe used to get away with 10 years ago. So the regime has been exposed. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been exposed for what he truly is, a fascist, an authoritarian dictator, a tyrannical dictator that doesn't think. Because anyone who thinks will do what he did today in broad daylight. So he has been caught in flagrando. And the lesson there is that you cannot put lipstick, mascara, or powder on a crocodile. A crocodile is a crocodile. And Emmerson has been caught with his pants down this afternoon in Harare.
Mhm. Vabiti tombopinda murimirwa maito kuchingamidzai pachirongwa tichiona zvaitika izvi nhasi. Saka remangwana ramira sei panyaya iyo yekuratidzira.
Remangwana rinokumira mushe because munhu mutema tete munhu ndikutema ari kutambura. Kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita ndakagara mbamangu hamuna kana magetsi. Ndakuita kunge zvizi, masango akuona kunge zvizi. Kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita motikari yangu haina kana petrol. Kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita handina kana mari muhomwe asi kubhekiti nayo akani get it out. Kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita vahama dzedu kuna Chitsukiza, kuna Natotito, kumabvuku, kutafara, vari kurarama nenonzi tsaona, kambiri yake hupfu, mashizha four, ekabeche, kakoko, kachivharo, kemafuta. Kune hama kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita kune hama dzedu dziri kufa nediabetic, hama dzedu dziri kufa neshuga, hama dzedu dziri kufa neBP, hama dzedu dziri kufa nehypertension. Kutaura kuno kwandiri kuita kune vana vari kutofoera maexams because hazvakwanisi kuita mapracticals magezi hakuna. So uyo amunoti munangagau akoniwa. Zvoreva kuti vanhu vachanyunyuta with or without the MPC, vanhu vachaenda mustreet. Asi isu seMPC we are peaceful, we are lawful. Ndosaka takavapa notice kuti tichaenda kuBruai. Tichaenda kuHarare, sorry, kumazvingo. Tichaenda kwaMutare. Tichaenda Gweru. Apa tichiri kuita zerunyararo, asi kuchauya nguva yekuti vamwe vanhu vachaenda pamberi pedu. Dho takaita kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo. Anga asiri murungu, it was injustice. There was injustice before 1980. There is injustice after 1980. Vanhu vakatsamwa. And isu seMPC tichaita zvatinogona. Hatida kuti vanhu vafe. That's why today ati zvaitika izvi, kotoda zvaitika izvi, ndo zvaitika. Hatina within force letters, hatina kuforce letters because we have got a duty to protect upenyu hwevanhu. Vamwe vangati ugwara hausi ugwara, asita kuti ropa riteuke. Iri dzatii takatsarugwa nevanhu kugweru. So we are going to lead responsibly, we are going to lead with the proper leadership. And leadership means balancing. And those are true leaders also. But Matemo Akaenda, MVC, Murunyararo, in compliance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, in compliance with the Public Order Security Act, because we are lawful. Asi, kita kuna bunza, uyamitwa mnangako kuti. Kana usingade kuti vanu, that hour in the way you are receiving dialogue. Kana usingade kuti vanu, what else do you want people to do? This is a fundamental question that one day you are going to answer.
Mumbo bata zvenyu makadaro vabiti tichadzoka kwamuri timbotora muteereri ari kuno Chris.
Yebo Khumalo. Hello.
Hello Dinjani.
Siyaphila, siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu.
Ye, ungasipha umbono wakho.
No, into engibuzayo lapha ikuthi aluka ukuthi umnangagwa nxa kuyikuthi uleqiniso ukuthi wakhethwa ngabantu, why isesaba zonke izinto zona lezi ukuthi kube la ma-peaceful demonstration? Kayekele abantu bakhululeke benze bakhulume okusemoyeni wawo nxa yokuthi eliqinisile. Ye, into engibuzo ngawo ukuthi why esalela abantu ukuthi bademonstrate peaceful aluba nxa yokuthi wakhethwa ngabantu, wesabani kanje?
Hayi, sibongile ngombono wakho.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Marvelous. The caller there is asking, why is President Mnangagwa afraid of people protesting peaceful if he was elected?
That's very good question right there. But maybe let's also turn to our in-house guest you had there from a vice president of your party, the MDC, Tendai Biti, speaking to us about the situation on the ground. Can you just give us your take on what you heard him talking about?
Our take is well accepting our vice president, Mr. Tendai Biti. We believe in our leadership, we stand with our leadership, and we are following their footsteps. That is the reason why we are also here in Washington, D.C., because we are doing exactly that we know. Emmerson Mnangagwa was not duly elected, and the way he is destroying, you know, the democracy that we thought was coming. People now are saying Mugabe was far much better than what we are having today. We are sunk in the drains. And it is true that Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to face what exactly he has started. And we believe our leadership of Advocate Nelson Chamisa and his smart team, we are together, we stand with them. The people have shouted clearly that it is not right what the regime is doing. And it is our time to go to the streets because they cannot survive. They don't have medication. So he is right. There are no schools because the teachers are not going there. It is right. The soldiers are being used somehow. because we see them, we have got relatives who are actually saying we are sick and tired of this. We don't believe the police are brutalizing the people the way they are brutalizing. It is not like that. So it is clear to every Zimbabwean that this is a regime that has nothing to do with the long-suffering people of Zimbabwe, but it is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. Let's go back to our guest, Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, you touched slightly on the issue of talks. What is going on? We understand that President Emmerson Mnangagwa a few days back said that his door is still wide open for the talks. Can you give us an update of what's happening as far as talks are concerned?
Yeah, Mnangagwa, she just talks. He tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
You don't negotiate with people on Twitter. Their ways of doing. He's not genuine. And remember that Hendo is run by a lobby firm in London. There was a woman who used to run it, but she apparently is fine. So if as I said, to if Mnangagwa, once Mnangagwa is serious, he knows where to find us. And our address is 44 Nelson Mandela Avenue, otherwise known as the Bokenvister Changirai House. His problem is that he may be late. One day you come knocking to us and we won't want to talk. So at the present moment, we've given him a peace offering. We've said let's dialogue to create a soft landing for Zimbabwe, to avoid an implosion, to avoid another military coup, to avoid the kind of things we saw in Harare today, which are going to get worse, because I suspect people are going to be killed. So we've made a peace offering. But he mustn't take that as a sign of weakness. And he mustn't think that the fact that we talk peace and we have no guns, we are weak, we're not weak, people are not weak, then this is the people's project. These issues are people's issues. That's why you say so many people today who are saying, I don't belong to the FDC or ZANU-PF. But I came to the street too much because my stomach, my hungry children, my sick husband, my dead mother is forcing me to walk. So what I want to say to Emerson is that you don't have a lot of time, my friend. So seek Nelson Chamisa and talk to him because you don't have a lot of time. This door that is open is not going to be open for a long time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Tine muteereri regaitika dzoka kwamuri vabiti panyaya iyo iye nhaurirano nekuti vazhinji vakamirira vada kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Batai henyu makadaro. Hallo caller.
Hallo tiri makadaro.
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nani uye zve muri kupi?
Ndimupona uye muwari mutaura.
Taurai tinzwe moti ga 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 nekuti vazhinji vada kupinda mushumo.
Isusu vana veZimbabwe tiri makadaro isusu tashungurudzwa nemhuka inonzi crocodile inonzi Mnangagwa.
Achikurudzire hedu kunyombana asi taurai zvenyu nekuti
kana tichiti vamunangagwa kana vari munhu akavhoterwa nevanhu kusei vachitya kuti vanhu varatidzire pamusoro pezvichemo nenhamo nezviri kuvabata munyika yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa.
Vamunangagwa vari munhu akavhoterwa nevanhu vaisunungura mwoyo wavo nekuda kurarama kwevanhu vemuZimbabwe. But nokuda kwokuti muZimbabwe medu mune mhosva, mune mhondi, mune varoyi, mune vanhu mbavano dzakadzara dzakakomberedza Zimbabwe. Ari kuramba achidzvinyirira vanhu. Tinotsunungura ini kana ichi Zimbabwe yakasununguka.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Izvi ndinokuudzira kuti hatisi kudzokera kumashure mashoko ataurwa navabiti takamirira kuunzwa kubva kwavari zveshuwa. Ende hatisi kudzorera tsvimbo kumashure kuti dorabata kumeso tiriuya kuZimbabwe tirikudzokera kumesho. Takabvotiza tiikuridzira nzara batikozvizakuenda kunhuhaunde kuZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa regai timbodzokera kuna vabiti vabiti. Thank you very much.
Marvelous. Before we go back to Mr. Biti, we understand that ZANU-PF, the spokesman, is he still the spokesman, Mr. Simon Kayamoyo, he has something to say. Let's take a listen to what he has to say.
All I understood was that the High Court itself upheld the police prohibition order regarding this demonstration. And surely they could only have been taken that decision based on facts on the ground or facts at hand. So I wouldn't know the details, but generally, as you know, our police are a very professional police force. And if the High Court has agreed with their request for this prohibition, then they have reasons for that. And naturally, we all believe that all Zimbabweans, patriotic Zimbabweans, have any kind of violence. And I think to me, really, and to us as a party, this is the time for the nation to unite and address the economic challenges facing us as a family, as one family, as a country, irrespective of our political affiliations. I think these economic challenges are affecting everyone. That affects the NPF members or MDC members or any other members of any other political party. So we must, I believe, find solutions to these challenges together than to be violent and to be throwing insults at each other. That does not solve the problem.
Chris, a very interesting take there from Mr. Simon Kayamoyo, but we have Mr. Biti, so Vabiti, tipewo mafungiro enyu pamazwi ataurwa na Vamoyo aya.
Yeah, you know, vanhu vaimbova vari mavictims kana vauzotifunga kuti vakudya nevanodya, vanobva vafunga kuti ndivo vaoriginal vadyi. I say this because Simon Kayamoyo come from Zapa, and he was a victim of Kukura Hundi. So to hear him say what he was saying is very regrettable. Firstly, the High Court did not uphold the provisional order. The High Court simply says we can't hear this matter. Appeal to the magistrate court. We differ with that, and that's why we refuse to go to the magistrate court. But you don't have to be a genius to know that the prohibition order is unconstitutional, is unlawful, because the Constitution guarantees the right of Zimbabweans to protest. The Constitution guarantees, obliges state security agents to provide security to Zimbabweans. So there was a duty on the police to provide security to our procession today. And we know that the police had the capacity to provide us with security because they did manage to block anyone and everyone from entering Harare. So Simon Moyo can't speak as if he and can't defend the indefensible. And I take great exception to him because he's a victim of Kukura Hundi and he knows the ugliness of ZANU-PF, the fascism of ZANU-PF. We all want peace in Zimbabwe. We all want unity in Zimbabwe. But that is not a slogan. That is not a normative. It has to be substantive. So we can't have peace if we steal elections. We can't have peace if we unleash security agents, including the military, on our people. We can't have peace when we ban lawful activities by the citizens. We can't have peace when we have the massive corruption that we have seen in this country. I chair the Public Accounts Committee. Every day we are listening to narratives of billions of dollars that are being stolen, in which $1 billion is sent. We can't have peace in this country when we have the kind of economic governance of an unprecedented level that we have seen from Mutuli Ngube. Mutuli Ngube has made Patrick Namasa look like a Paul Volcker, look like an Alan Greenspan, look like an economic genius, yet he is not. So there's no peace without good governance. There's no peace without legitimacy. There's no peace without food on the table. And that's the message which we are sending to Simon Kayamoyo and ZANU-PF. So Simon Kayamoyo behaves as if he says in mass. If he says in mass, well and fine, we don't expect you to get there. But if he reaches the Zimbabwe, he knows that the MPC is right. He knows that the people of Zimbabwe are right.
Mhm. Mombo bata makadaro tine mutereri ari panhare. Hello kola.
Hello, ndinovanzi.
Makadi yenyu?
Ndinogara hamakadi.
Ehe, taurai zita renyu nekwamuri mvamati po pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ndinonzi vamutani ndiri kunyika dzeAfrica.
Taurai tinzwi.
Ndinoda kutaura hangu kuti zvokwadi zvinoitika munyika medu zvinorwadza. Zvinorwadzisa ndivava vanhu vari kutaura ipapapa vakuru vedu vava. Zvavari kuita chaizvaizvo zvinorwadza isisu vasina meno, ivo ndo vane meno, ive nemuganzwa zvinotaura chero navabiki vava. Zvimwe zvinorwadza zvikuru sei. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti vanhu ava ngavarege kushandisa isisu vanhu vasina mari handiti. Ngavave vanhu vanoita zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vari muzimbabwe vararame. Ikozvo nharo dzinotodzivanokera vachiita inhau yekuti ivo ndo vane masimba vanei kubva kuna vamunangazi naivo vanavabita. Ivo vabiti vavava ndivomwe mukupara nzungu mukuru mukati menyika yezimbabwe. Vabiti vava 2008 ndo vavakonzeresa usoti zvekuti vanhu vavi 2013 ndo vanhu vavi ndo munhu zvavakakonzeresa usoti ivono last year ndiye soti zvinongoramba achingokonzeresa zvinhu zvinoitika muzimbabwe. Asi unonzi achitaura ane pawo yekuratidza kuti riyo ari kuita sei kana kutiita sei. Vatamika havana mhosva. Munhu wakangoviya munhu mutsva munhu angaibva mufemini mutsva akangofanana nasamisa vaifabva wangouya napo taurira. Kwete zvinotaurwa navabiti. Biti wakatorera natsvangirai patafura. Biti akanoroka chipato chake chakapato chakazoita kuti mutsvangirai apa.
Regei. Timbokubatai muromo ipapo. Vabiti hameno muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa nemuteereri wedu. Munogona kupindura zvenyu nekuti pari zvino muripo. Saka ibvai mangopindura zvaari kutaura.
Handipinduri zvinhu zvisina maturo zvakadaro. Vanhu vemuzimbabwe vari kusafa. Ndosaka iye murume yacho ari kusouth africa. Inhamo yakatotiza iyi. Ya, so vanhu vemuzimbabwe vari kusafa ende vari kusafa nechihurumende chezanupf nemdc nezanupf hatisatambotonga nyika inoi ende patakatonga vanhu vakadya vachiguta everyone knows that so ngaasatitaurira zvinhu zvisina musoro.
Aiwa tinotenda vabiti uyezve kola tinotenda uyezve toda kupawo vamwe vanhu chance saka mataura manzwika regei titore vamwe kola. Aiwa pari zvino ndinofunga kuti mataura zvakakwana.
Mazwe ekupedzisira timbopa vamwe mukana. Ingotaurai muti gaga. Hello.
Vamada muri kunzwawo zvanga zviri kutaura kola uyezve tinoziva vazhinji pari zvino tingati isusu matemperature akakwira mongotiwo muchidimbu pari zvino ramangwana rakamira sei kune imi vari muno mudiaspora tichitarisa urongwa ihwohwo hwekuratidzira nezvimwewo zvamunoronga kuita.
Remangwana redu tinoritarisira kuti vatungamiriri zviri kutaurwa navice president vedu vabiti vari kutsanangura sevatungamiri vedu nyaya inopa vanhu chikafu patafura. Hapana imwe nyaya inopfuura ipapo. Takaona vana vabiti vachishanda 2013 vanhu vakadya, vanhu vakaguta, vanhu vakaenda kumaChristmas kumusha vachiita mutambarakede. Saka zviri kutaurwa izvi handizvinzwisise. Vanhu ngatipei mukana kune zvinhu zvakanaka, kwete kutora zvinhu zvakanaka kuzviita zvinhu zvakashata. Vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vari kufa muzvipatara, vamwe vanofa vari pamaoxygen because magetsi aenda. Ngatione kuti MDC yakasunungura vanhu vanga vayaura 2009 to 2013. Saka ini ndinomira nechokwadi chekuti vanhu vatambura vanoda kutungamirwe neutungamiri hwakachenjera hune pundutso hune remangwana revanhu kuti vanhu vazorore kutambura kwavari kuita.
Yes, Mr. Biti, coming back to you about today's event, we had heard earlier on that there was going to be some kind of surveillance or, you know, an effort to document what was happening in the sense that, you know, if in future maybe there's need to prosecute or to see what really transpired, you are going to take action. Now, can you tell us, do you have any information or did you try to document what was happening today?
As MDC, we are compiling what is called a brutality report that tries to chronicle the activities that have taken place from 1st of August.
But I'm also aware that organizations such as Amnesty International, organizations such as the Zimbabwe NGO Forum, organizations such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, they are also keeping data, tracking data, and recording all the atrocities that are taking place. And as I said, and also the CSU, and as I said, and of course that the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights, and as I said earlier, it's not possible anymore for anyone to commit an atrocity and think that he or she will not be accountable one day. The new constitution that we now have, that we became law in 2013, actually places individual personal liability on a policeman or a state agent who commits atrocities. So our brothers and sisters who are being used by the system must know that one day it will haunt them as individuals, it will haunt their families, and so forth. The culture of impunity must be brought to an end. The culture of entitlement must be brought to an end. And to, if those two things have killed Zimbabwe, impunity and entitlement.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you so much. We understand we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, linjani?
Yeah, what is khona baba? Udube.
Yeah, Udube ungapi kwaMhlanga?
Yilapha eplant lapha.
Okay, akusiphi imbono yakho?
Uyazi ngilusizi. Ngento engiyibonile sibili. Obaba, obaba bethaya omama ngendlela efana naliyana. Lokuyana ngase kukhangela sikubona nje njengabantu abafana lama-dissidents. Oh, I'm a militant happening in Zimbabwe. I mean, a man ogcweleyo asuke etshaya umuntu ongumama ekwazi ukuthi wazalwa ngumama ngendlela efana laliyana. Kubuhlungu madoda, that is painful. And ngicebisa abantu bezano, abantu bakithi bezano, ngithi madoda, ningacabanga ukuthi ogadanga they were stupid, o-Idi Amin they were not stupid. And ngithi madoda, kuzalifikela khona kuyala, this is painful in life. Don't do things like that. That is a terrible thing in life. Cabangani kabelo umhlaba wonke. Umhlaba wonke is watching you. But bezano, please, stop. Let those people protest peacefully. There's no problem. Those people are not fighting. Just imagine. A woman, it is walking, protest. A woman who's a wizard, who's a wizard. We introduce Utapikato, Puranga, which how mama, as the weather passes a friend, the internet. What is that? Guys, so that our kids respect us, they mustn't hate us. If I was still young, I was going to make my part and do something else as well. But now we are grown guys. Yes.
Okay, hayi siyakuzwa Dube, sibongile kakhulu.
Siyabonga baba.
Yeah, Mavela, so you can feel
the emotion
on that voice. Mr. Biti, you know, there's this thing that we have seen it in the past when there is this kind of, you know, confrontation. It's like the women, the elderly women are the victims. Is there some kind of systematic way of, you know, attacking just the women, the elderly women, or if you have noticed that?
That is what happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Women were targeted, elderly women were targeted.
Mm.
Black, red, and white. I saw a white woman being attacked. I saw a white journalist being attacked. I saw black women being attacked. The whole idea is to send fear because women are mothers.
Mm.
So one woman in Zimbabwe, where the average household is eight, controls, you know, eight other people plus an extended family. So that's why they were. And you see, if you see all revolution that succeed, whether it's the Russian revolution, it has to carry women.
Mm-hmm.
And women came in their numbers because women are bearing the brunt of the misgovernance. But that you can have little boys, the little boys who are seeing, going to attack their mothers, to attack their grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
And also what we saw in January 2019, the systematic use of rape against women. And I always said that apartheid was terrible. Apartheid was terrible. But there was one thing that apartheid did not do, which was to use systematically rape as a women as a weapon. And Emmerson Mnangagwa effectively is doing it. And the systematic attack on women, Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing it. Which is why I say that of all the leaders that have run this country, he is the worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiri ipapo vabiti, muchadzokera zvakare here kumatare. Muri kudzokera here kuti muzowanika muchiita kuratidzira kuMuharare kana kuti zvakamira sei?
Kuharare inga tataura kuti taramba kuenda kumagistrate court.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are doing is we are appealing to the Supreme Court to set aside the judgment yavamusakwa. Isusu ndiri kutaura chimwe chinhu chakakosha ndechekuti tinoenda kumakoti tichiruza makoti tinovaziva mamiriro aakaita but hatise takaregedza kuenda makoti for two reasons. Number one, when we go to court we are exposing the system. Number two, when we go to court we are recording our history, it's posterity. When we prepare those lengthy affidavits, it's posterity, it's our history. Three, we are going to court to show Zimbabweans, to show everyone that no one should take the law into his own hands.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a neutral arbitrator and the court should be a neutral arbitrator. In a future Zimbabwe, which is not very far, courts will be so critical as referees of people's disputes. So, the owner tweet here is one of our jealous Mawarire. I see naive Vito Rodolfo, Utora Matienda Kuma courts. It's because not one very much the system Yeguta will shoot a referee and a player at the same time. So, we will not abandon a court. But, you know, expectation in Yagaoma, Kuma courts. Yeah, but we'll keep on going to court.
Thank you very much. Mumbo Bata Magadaro, Chris.
Yes. Do we have another caller?
I think he said we have a guest. We seem to have Honorable Kindness Paradza. I'm not sure if he's on the line. Hello.
Ndakateerera ndiripo.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Tokuchingamidza muchirongwa.
Makadiko iko kwa America.
Tiriwadi.
No fara va Paradza. How are you, sir?
No, tiri right kuno uko.
Mr.
Paradza, I'm na meet up.
Yes.
How are you, honorable?
Andripo seguru. Kwakadiko makonde.
Kumakonde ndoko andiri kutobva kumusangano kwakanakisa sere.
Na ndizvozvo.
So, Mr. Paradza, what's your take on the situation, especially what happened today in Harare?
Okay, dambudziko ratinaro kuno kumusha machinda. Nderekuti tine vakomana ve opposition. Vakomana ve opposition vanoti kana vachinge vaneteka mari votsvaka kuita ma demonstration. My demonstrations zvipanika havada kuita nhasi hazorambidzwa. Vakataurirwa kudhara navamunangagwa kuti uya ichitaurirane kana mune dambudziko. Havadi kutaura. Dambudziko rine vamunare ndeipi, isai patafura pachione, havadi. Vanorifungidza kuti vangatora nyika ino ine chisimba. Zvino hazviite. Vakati vanoda maelection. Tikaenda kumaelection. Tikavadya. Saka vanotomirira maelection kwete kukonzera mhirizhonga. Yes, nezi, vanotaurira vanhu vari kutonetsekawo zvavo kuti handei mustreet. Iwo havamo mustreet macho. Ma MPs ese nhasi hapana vandaona ari achipinda mustreet macho. Vanenge vari kudzimba dzavo vachisusudzira vanhu kuti vapinde mustreet nema social media. Ngavarilijeka from the front kana vari shasha. Kwete kuita zvavari kuita izvi. This is wrong. This is wrong. And I honorable big day, a very, very prominent lawyer. Anoita zvinhu zvisina musoro wese zvakadaro. Sakanzi vangada vakati huyai titaure vakomana kana mune dambudziko. Nyika ndeyedu tesei.
Okay. Mr. Paratsa, we are running out of time, so yeah. Can we give Mr. Biti his chance to respond and then we'll get back to you. Mr. Biti, you heard him clear there. We heard what Mr. Paratsa said. Can you respond, please?
Paratsa, what you? Wakato paradzivo zvavo. The issue is very simple, my brother. Emmerson Mnangagwa is not serious about dialogue. We don't trust ZANU-PF. No one trusts ZANU-PF. The issue at hand is an election that Emmerson stole of the 30th of July 2018. If the dispute is therefore one of legitimacy, Emmerson can't be the convener of a dialogue in which the key issue is his legitimacy or otherwise. That issue requires external referee. In 2008, when we had President Mugabe, a similar issue arose after President Mugabe had claimed that he won the 2008 election. But President Mugabe had the wisdom of realizing that the situation required external referring, and there was external referring in the form of SADC. There was external referring in the form of President Mbeki. That is what we are insisting, that SADC must provide the necessary international scaffolding of any genuine dialogue, that there must be a mutually agreed facilitator appointed by SADC or agreed. So, in other words, there must be conditions that are necessary for this dialogue. Secondly, if Mnangagwa is sincere, he must send out signals of sincerity. He must send out bona fide feelers that is genuine. Now look at what he has been doing. Just this week alone, 18 people were abducted. One of the boys is fighting for his life in a private hospital in Harare. 70 people were arrested today. Today and yesterday, the police banned our rally, with our demonstration, when we've got a constitutional right to demonstrate. There is a huge difference between Emmerson Mnangagwa and Robert Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
Emmerson Mnangagwa is not smart. Emmerson Mnangagwa is not savvy. Emmerson Mnangagwa is a prison of the contradictions that created this government, namely the coup of 2017. So the country is on autopilot to Norway because of Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Okay, Mr. Paratsa, your chance.
Isusu ZANU-PF, I'm not going to speak in English. Isusu ZANU-PF, Taka Wina, 145 seats, my MPs. MDC Amit, including him, Rakaita, 63 seats, plus 2 Masisi and Ingiri, Emma Independent. Asulon Gwamuna, I started out with hands legitimate. Kushikarini, I started out with hands. And the problem is they want to get some jobs for themselves. Kutivaite zvaze JNU. We are not, this dialogue is not about JNU. Makaruza, my election, wait for your chance. That's all. Stop my election. This was all.
Mr. Paratsa, unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Hello, Mr. Paratsa.
We've run out of time. Mr. Biti, thank you so much for joining us. And Zimbabwe, thank you so much. We had Mr. Kindness Faradza, he's a ZANU-PF member, and we also had Mr. Tendai Biti, the Vice President of MDC. My name is Chris Gande. Thank you, Zimbabwe, and good night.
I would like to say also thank you to Mr. Mada in studio, guest here from MDC. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying have a very good night and a very good weekend.